And we are joined by Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling in North Carolina. New survey of North Carolina voters just out this week. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So the obviously the hot topic on everyone's mind and has been for more than a month now is House Bill 2. A lot of people weighing in on it from the business world, political leaders, entertainers and celebrities. What do actual North Carolinians think about this bill?
Well, there's really very little support for the bill in North Carolina. We find that only 36% of voters are in support of it. 45% are opposed. And we asked sort of a number of questions about sort of sub-issues with the bill. And basically what it comes down to is voters think it's hurting the state, and they don't think it's having the impact that it's supposed to be having.
How do, and I assume Democrats are for the most part opposed to it and Republicans are for the most part in favor, how are independents?
Independents are against it 46-33, so it pretty closely mirrors the overall numbers. And one thing that's interesting when you look at the party split between Democrats and Republicans is that Democrats are opposed to it by 43 points. Republicans are only supportive of it by 32 points. So Democrats are more unified in opposition to it than Republicans are in their support. And I think what's really noteworthy about that is that's a change when it comes to polling LGBT issues in North Carolina. For instance, when we were polling on Amendment 1 in 2012, the gay marriage ban, we consistently found that there were a lot more Democrats in support of banning gay marriage in 2012 than there were Republicans who were opposed to banning gay marriage. So it was sort of a time where the sort of crossover support on LGBT issues went much more to the benefit of those who were working against LGBT rights. And now just in 4 years, we've seen that turn around.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, there's a lot of numbers out of North Carolina. You can get them on publicpolicypolling.com right now. What do North Carolinians think about public safety when it comes to House Bill 2? Has the bill made the state safer? I know you pulled on that.
Yeah, obviously a big argument that the proponents of the bill have made is that they're trying to make the state safer, and voters just aren't buying that. Only 37% of voters in the state think HB2 is making the state safer. 44% say it's not. And I think one thing that's particularly notable on this one is the numbers among women. A lot of the rhetoric is really focused in particular on we need to keep men out of the women's bathroom and that kind of thing. We find that only 33% of women say they think it's making the state safer. 46% say they think it's not. So women even more so than the population overall saying, no, HB2 is not making the state safer.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Again, a lot of numbers out of North Carolina this week. We're talking about House Bill 2 and what voters in North Carolina think of it. How does that seem to be affecting the races that are on the ballot for the fall, the governor's race, the state legislature?
Well, for the first time in 3 months, we have Roy Cooper ahead of Pat McCrory. It's a close margin. Cooper has 43%, McCrory has 42%, and the Libertarian has 4%. But certainly still notable that this is the first time since January that we've had Cooper ahead of McCrory. And there have also been polls out in the last 2 weeks from Elon, from WRAL, that have had Cooper up by even wider margins, 4 to 8 points. But definitely when you look at the polls as a whole, they found in the wake of the HB2 stuff that Cooper sort of moved ahead. And one reason we found for that within our numbers is that McCrory's really losing the crossover support he's had from Democrats increasingly because of this bill. We found when we polled North Carolina pre-HB2 that Roy Cooper was only up 65-16 with Democrats, a 49-point margin. Now in the wake of everything that's happened over the last 5 weeks, Cooper's up 73-14 with Democrats, a 59-point margin. So Cooper's increased his lead among Democrats by 10 points. One reason that Pat McCrory did so well in 2012 was that he had very substantial crossover support from Democrats, and he's just losing that, and HB2 is sort of accelerating the loss of that crossover support he used to have. And then when we look at how people would vote for the legislature if there was election today, 45% say they'd vote Democratic, 42% say they'd vote Republican. That would still keep Republicans in charge because the state's so gerrymandered, but it would be the best that Democrats have done on that metric, I think, since the 2008 election.
I know this is difficult to measure, but how much would Democrats have to win by statewide in order to eliminate the veto-proof majority?
To eliminate the veto-proof majority, I think if they won by 3 to 5 points statewide, they could probably flip enough seats to get to that. But just to give a sense of how really sort of unfair the lines are, for Democrats to actually get a majority in the legislature, they would likely have to win the statewide popular vote by 15 points. So that's pretty remarkable that you'd need that kind of edge to get back control of the legislature. And certainly with our state as closely divided as it is, it's pretty unlikely either party could ever win the statewide popular vote by 15 points.
How about the U.S. Senate race, Richard Burr versus Deborah Ross, and then we got the presidential race, of course, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump just doing well in the Northeast a couple of days ago. Where do things stand there?
Senate race still looks very tight. Richard Burr only leads Deborah Ross by 4 points, 40 to 36. I think this is a race that has sort of generally been thought of as a bit of a second-tier pickup opportunity for Democrats, and I think it's ended up being closer than people expected and is maybe higher up on that list of seats that Democrats could possibly pick up than would have been originally thought. The presidential race really looks like a toss-up. Hillary Clinton's tied with Donald Trump at 44. She actually leads Ted Cruz 45 to 40. This is something we're seeing across the country right now. You hear so much more about how Trump is unelectable than about how Cruz is, but everywhere that we've polled over the last 3 or 4 weeks, Trump's actually done better when matched head-to-head with Hillary Clinton than Ted Cruz. Not necessarily a positive reflection on Trump so much as it is that Ted Cruz is just extremely unpopular. In North Carolina, 24% favorability, 59% unfavorability. So not really sure why Republicans, establishment Republicans, are sort of so much more keen on having Cruz as their candidate than Trump, because Cruz does as bad or worse.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, again, publicpolicypolling.com, the website, if you want more information on the North Carolina numbers. There's more here that we're not going to be able to get to, but I got to ask about the $20 bill. I know you polled North Carolinians on their relative support for Andrew Jackson versus Harriet Tubman. How did that shake out?
Yeah, we found that North Carolinians like both Harriet Tubman and Andrew Jackson. Tubman has a 60-12 favorability rating. Jackson has a 51-20 favorability rating. But when it comes to the $20 bill, 39% say that they want to change it to Harriet Tubman, but 44% say they want to keep it as Andrew Jackson. And it's a massive partisan spread on that. Democrats say they would prefer Harriet Tubman 59-27. Republicans say that they would prefer Andrew Jackson 65-18. And what maybe was most notable within these numbers, among voters who have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump, 75% want Andrew Jackson to stay on the $20 bill. Only 13% are okay with Harriet Tubman taking over. So it's just another example of that economic anxiety that people try to claim is driving Trump support, 75% being angry if Andrew Jackson gets taken off the 20. Definitely a lot of economic anxiety going on there.
Do we know anything about the 12% of North Carolinians that for some reason don't like Harriet Tubman?
They're white Republicans, I know that.
Like 12% don't like Harriet Tubman for some reason. That's more than the number of people who think that House Bill 2 is a good thing for the North Carolina economy.
Well, as we were talking about when I saw you last week, a certain number of people say just about anything, but this is a little bit above our usual boundary line for that. But it is largely being driven by the fact that 18% of Republicans have a negative opinion of Harriet Tubman.
All right.
And only 12% have a negative opinion of Andrew Jackson. So it's a lot easier for me to come up with a list of bad things Andrew Jackson did that might make you dislike him than Harriet Tubman. But she still has 50% more Republicans with a negative opinion of her than Jackson does.
All right. Publicpolicypolling.com is the website if you want more numbers out of North Carolina. A lot of other states as well have survey numbers coming back. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.